coming up next Friday, September 15th at 7 p.m. at the Cultural Arts Center at Glen Allen. The second stage concert series opens up with a performance by the Richmond Men's Chorus, joined by vocalist Georgia Rogers Farmer. And here's a little taste of what you can expect next Friday. Joining me today here in the studio, Joshua Wortham from the Richmond Men's Chorus. He is the director, our special vocalist, Georgia Rogers Farmer, and Richard Cook, who is the performing arts manager at the Cultural Arts Center at Glen Allen. Thank you all for stopping by and talking about this upcoming performance.
Thanks for having us.
We'll start with Richard because he's in charge of everything that goes on with the second stage concert series. Richard, tell us a little bit about what folks can expect here if they haven't been out to the Cultural Arts Center.
Our second stage series was a chance for me to highlight the local and regional talent that we have in the greater Richmond, Virginia area, because we have some really wonderful performers in the greater Richmond area. And this was a chance to get away from the sit at your seat and watch the show, and instead it's more of a cabaret style where it's tables and chairs and you can have food and beverage to purchase from DeFazio's Catering. So it's more laid back and kind of just a let's have fun time of night.
And the Richmond Men's Chorus has been in existence now for 17 years. Joshua, can you tell us a little bit about the history of the chorus?
The Richmond Men's Chorus began under the leadership of Tim Gillum back in September 2001. And they have a rich history of incredible music, powerful programs, and a life-changing mission to unite our communities.
Now, you are all part of a group called Monument City Music, which is three different groups.
Correct. That's the parent organization for the Richmond Men's Chorus was the first group. And then several years later, they formed the Richmond Women's Chorus. And they're under a new director this year, Erin Wind. She just started this fall, and we're delighted to have her on staff. And then this fall, we're also starting up a new group called the Notables, which is a mixed voice a cappella ensemble under the direction of Aaron Ward.
Georgia, kind of unique to have a woman coming in and singing with the men's chorus. How did this all come together?
I'll have to give you the backstory on this.
Okay, Joshua will tell us.
Now, if you haven't heard the name Georgia Rogers Farmer in Richmond yet, shame on you because
you're
missing out. She's fantastic.
Yes. Oh, please.
You got to hear, that's what you told me to say, right? I got to hear her one of her cabarets, which she's famous for around Richmond. And as I was sitting listening to the show, I was just blown away by her talent, her incredible vocal range, these gorgeous soprano notes, and she was singing out of her toes on some other stuff. And I thought, wouldn't it be fun to have her do some jazz standards with the men's chorus. And so I went in the direction of the lowered standards to sort of show off her her low range. And then as the name came to me, Love and Lowered Standards, I thought, I flashed back to Mad TV. Do you remember the little sketch they did, Lowered Expectations?
Yes.
That jingle still rings through my head today and relates to much of my dating history. But I was like, wouldn't it be fun to sort of mix those things together? And so let's look at the sweet and the sappy, but also the hilarious aspects of love and dating.
And how do you feel about being part of a concert that is entitled Lowered Standards? I don't know. I just didn't feel that was appropriate, but now we know the backstory.
Yes. I have loved singing with these guys, and it is certainly my pleasure because they're talented, and it's really fun to be the lone woman standing out in front of a bunch of talented, handsome men.
And we want to play for you a little selection that Georgia will be singing at this performance, I Only Have Eyes for You.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you.
All right, Joshua, back to you here with the program. How did you put all of this together? We're going from classical to Broadway and everything in between.
I have to admit, creating this program was kind of a guilty pleasure for me. There have been a list of songs I wanted to program, and so I
so they're all in there.
Absolutely, yeah. It's sort of Josh's favorites, featuring Georgia and the boys. We open with Bring on the Men from Jekyll and Hyde, which just seemed fitting for Georgia to invite us on stage with that great number. We leave out some of the seductive, more suggestive material. And then we plow through some classics. You heard Stand By Me a little bit earlier, the 1961 Ben E. King hit that's been done by over 400 artists. And, I mean, now that we've performed it, I think that's probably tops.
Yes.
I think you can stop.
We include also some more classical nature pieces. Nessun Dorma, one of our favorite tenor opera arias performed by a men's chorus. You just can't beat it. And some newer hits, lots of Broadway hits, because that's kind of my favorite. And even a new piece called Glinda and Lori that was written based on an NPR story that aired in September 2015. So it's a whole hodgepodge, but it's an incredible musical and emotional journey.
We do want to listen to a little bit more music here. We've got Being Alive. Anything to say about that?
Sure. So this is from the musical Company, written by Sondheim in 1970. And the show received 14 Tony nominations, which was record-breaking in its time. While we're on the subject of Broadway, Georgia has been nominated as Best Actress from the Richmond Theater Critics Circle. And you have a history of performing in the theater around Richmond. How did you get involved in all these theater presentations?
Well, I was actually in band in middle school, in the marching band playing flute. So I was not involved in theater or singing, except singing at church. And my senior year in high school, I auditioned for Oklahoma, the musical, and there it all began. I fell in love with it, and it just seems to be in my blood, and I love to do it, and I can't get enough. So I'm very honored to be nominated for the award, and it's a great evening that all the theater people in town finally get together on one night and celebrate the wonderful, rich theater here in Richmond.
And you've done a lot of cabaret performances. So
yes.
How did that all get started?
I sang on a cruise ship a long time ago, and no one wanted to volunteer to do the cabaret on Sunday night because it was our only night off. And they're like, no way, do I want to sing or work on Sunday night? And I said, sure, I'll do that. So that's when my love of cabaret really began. And like Josh said about putting together this program, I felt the same way about a cabaret. It's basically what I want to sing. You know, it's my show, so it's really fun to be able to pick and choose.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about an evening of love and lowered standards featuring Georgia Rogers Farmer with the Richmond Men's Chorus Friday, September 15th at 7 p.m. at the Cultural Arts Center at Glen Allen. It's kicking off the second stage concert series, and we do have a giveaway online. Ideastations.org/classical is where you can go to enter that giveaway. Two pairs of tickets. We thank you, Richard Cook, for donating these tickets.
Very glad to be able to. And if you're not lucky enough to win, you can get your tickets from our box office. You can either get them online at artsglenallen.com, or you can call the box office at 804 561-2787. We are the Cultural Arts Center at Glen Allen at 2880 Mountain Road in Glen Allen.
Joshua, we have one more piece of music to feature here.
We'll close out with the Everly Brothers 1957 hit, Bye Bye Love.
For more information on the Richmond Men's Chorus, you can go to mcmrva.org. It's Monument City Music, MCMRVA. Joshua, Georgia, Richard, thank you all for stopping by and telling us about this concert next Friday, September 15th, 7 p.m.